Hi everyone, and welcome back to our PMA mini podcast series, To Team or Not to Team, a product marketing podcast focused on the essentials of product marketing team structure. We have all gone through this. How should a team look like and what does it take to build a good product marketing team? I'm your host, Div Manikam, and today I'm thrilled to be joined by Kareem Zuri, Chief Operating Officer at Cascade. Throughout his career, Kareem has gained an impressive track record of strategic-led growth through building, delivering, and servicing SaaS products and operations excellence. Kareem is a polyglot B2B product and growth senior leader with a multicultural engineering and management consulting background. Today, I'm delighted to welcome Kareem and join a discussion around product marketing team structure by function. And when we think about function, think about elements like messaging and positioning, buyer persona or buyer journey, product and solution launch, market and competitive intelligence. Now, when I reached out to Kareem, he was really excited because this is an opportunity to bring a holistic view. And I was fortunate to get to know Kareem through our product marketing festival in Austin right before the pandemic in 2020. Thank you so much, Kareem, for joining us today.
First time I met Kareem was probably a year or two ago at our product marketing conference in Austin. And instantly we connected because we both loved the idea of teams and team structure. So when I started working on this podcast series, I knew I had to get Kareem on. So thank you, Kareem, for taking the time.
Hi, Dev. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited. Actually, yeah, it feels a long time ago. That was in Austin, right before the pandemic kicks off. It was a great moment because I think it was my last event in person. I really miss them, but that was a very good meeting where we had like so many like-minded people, but also from diverse backgrounds and companies joining. So that was very exciting.
Indeed. So Kareem, could you share a little bit about what you do? You have an interesting title. You're the CEO of Cascade, and prior you were also a product marketing and research leader. So can you share a little bit about your current role and what you did before?
Sure. So I come from an engineering background. I have an engineering background in software and energy. And obviously it makes sense how I got to product marketing. Actually, it does, because I finished my degree and then I started working in management consulting and strategy. I did that for 3 years, and a lot of my projects when I was a management consultant were actually in digital transformation and IT. So I focus a lot on rolling out large implementations of IT systems across large organizations in Europe. And from that, I moved to the product side of strategy and helped the VP of product at Amadeus, one of the largest organizations that connect travel agencies and airlines. And it was a very complex platform, but I was actually helping the SVP of product to shape up the product roadmap and look at the overall strategy of the department. From that, I moved to a client, which is Expedia, and I worked with the B2B brand of Expedia called Agencia on product marketing. This is how they call kind of product strategy. They called it product marketing. And this was almost 6-7 years ago, where I got introduced to product marketing with a lot of skills that they had in the past, who were actually product marketing, but I didn't know that we should call them product marketing. Mm-hmm. And I focus a lot on large go-to-market strategies, but also on pricing. And the biggest piece was actually segmentation. Mm-hmm. But I took every time now to any new job, whether it is product marketing or anything else, because this is kind of the main thing that helped me in some way succeed in product marketing and in my career. I moved from safety culture, my previous job, to Cascade earlier this year. And today I'm the CEO at Cascade, which is a strategy to execution platform that helps organizations put their plans and strategies in one place and start executing and tracking and evolving and adapting over time based on the trends and patterns and the involvement and the buy-in of everyone in the company.
That's pretty exciting. And I think you are probably living a product marketer's dream, because we always say we need a seat at the strategy table, and now you're actually making that a reality. So it's really exciting to see the growth that you've had in the past year, and how you can help us shape what product marketing needs to be for the next evolution. So let's dive right in. So tell us a little bit about, maybe this is one of your experiences in the companies that you've shared, or something that you might have heard from someone, a funny or a risky team structure story within product marketing.
Right. I guess it depends on the phase of the company, the size of the company, and the people in the company, but also the business model of the company. I think the biggest risk that any business can take is what you just referred to at the end of when we just spoke about my career, which is the seat at the C level or at the like leadership table. And I think this would be the most interesting way of testing how product marketing is working. If you have all of your product marketers reporting to the CEO and helping the CEO with the different areas of the business, whether it is the strategy and business planning, whether it is the go-to-market and narrative, whether it is building the right product. And I think product marketers can do this if they are empowered. They actually get the pressure, obviously, that they are reporting to the CEO, but they are also at this point getting into the execution of what does that mean? Because if there's one thing I learned in the last 7 months, is that product marketers want to be theoretical and they don't want to execute. But actually, execution is what would show if your work is correct or is working. And that would be the funniest or the riskiest, I would say, suggestion for product marketers.
That's awesome. So thank you so much for sharing. So let's actually dive in. And I'm going to use this as a speed round, if you will, but also leverage the time that we have. So this will be a quick mini podcast. So let's dive right in. When you think about the product marketing team, and I know you and I have talked about this a lot. So let's, the main thing is, what are the things you look for when you are looking to either hire a product marketer for your team, or depending on how, where you are in your team structure, kind of building and scaling that team? What are the three things you would look for?
Obviously, if you have the opportunity of hiring several product marketers, you can look at several profiles, but the main three ingredients for a successful product marketer are three, actually. The three are being strategic and always being able to understand the big picture and build connections between several topics, what I call actually kind of the heterogeneous intelligence. Heterogeneous intelligence, am I pronouncing it right? I don't know. The second one is kind of this data and confidence in analyzing data and putting it together, but also making, being able to make some insights out of this data and being comfortable of like using it and showing it. And the last one, which is the most important out of the, beyond these two, the first one, the strategy and the data, is actually the storytelling. By being able to analyze complex topics, making them simple through data visualization, now you have the work of being able to build a compelling story out of these things, whether it is internal to get the buy-in of a product manager or a marketer or a sales or a CEO, or actually the second part, which is the external go-to-market. How do you make your story compelling? So strategy, data, and storytelling.
Awesome. I love it. And I think that kind of helps also the product marketer, if they're not ready for it, to kind of shape their career as they work towards the C-level. What would you say is good team structure? And here's where we can dive into the product marketing by function, right? We talk about core capabilities, whether it's messaging, positioning, whether it's your buyer persona, buyer journey aspect, whether it's product and solution launches, there's market and competitive intelligence. How do you make sure that you have a good team structure and that it can scale and also go down if needed, right? Depending on where the organization is.
Yeah, I guess like it depends on how big the organization and where are they at in the journey. So you can start with a startup and looking for product market fit, evolve to a scale up where you know your product, but you don't actually have enough resources, then actually to a successful large organization where they have several products. And the answer is, it depends. It depends when you are on this journey. I guess when you are at the start of your journey as a company, I would recommend to hire a product marketer before even a product manager. Mm-hmm. And in many, many situations, if you are in a startup, you have the CEO actually building, and he is or she is or they are the product marketer of the company because they came up with a very interesting opportunity, mm-hmm. and now they are trying to position it to the world. So the CEO is the product marketer in a startup.
Yeah.
The second one, if you are scaling now, all right, you have a product market fit. Now you have to look at someone that is shaping three things. The first one is shaping the audience, mm-hmm. making sure that you are talking to or focusing on one ideal customer profile. Mm-hmm. The second one is telling the right story. But the third one is shaping the product to be always the most relevant product. So at this point, you don't need yet a team maybe, but you need someone who is able to communicate well, mm-hmm. Feedback to the product in the right way, but also kind of like identify the people and the business that you want to talk to first if you have a sales team. Which takes me to the ideal structure mm-hmm. that I think could work in any organization where you have the opportunity to have more than three or four people in your product marketing team, which is what I call inbound, outbound, and business planning and strategy. Mm-hmm. So if you think it this way, in inbound, you have this person looking at market and competitive insights. You're looking at customer needs, the voice of customer, mm-hmm. Feedback of the customer, research through the customer and the user, as well as kind of product research through advisory boards, through adoption, and looking at the data that is coming from the product itself. So that's the inbound side. The second one is the outbound. This is where you're looking at market leadership, being able to position yourself as a brand or a category in the most effective way, being a thought leader in the business, shape up the narrative. There's also anything around market expansion in the outbound, going to new markets, going to new departments. There's also the product communication where you are talking about the new releases or positioning your new ways of doing your product. And the last one, if you have a sales team, which is the GTM enablement, the go-to-market enablement, helping the sales and the customer success team talk the same language as what you are doing with the marketing as well. And the last one, which is what I call business planning and commercial strategy. This is where we can talk about pricing. This is where we can talk about packaging. This is where we can talk about business models and anything around program management. When it becomes a big machine, you need program managers. And I think product marketers can be the program managers of the business. To give you an example, you could be a program manager around adoption. Yep. You can be a program manager about retention, mm-hmm. activation, all of these things. I recommend them to be in product marketing, to be led by product marketing.
And that completely makes sense, right? You're owning that end-to-end customer journey and making sure whether it's the first touch point that you have from the website or web page, all the way to making sure they are your advocates and they're the ones driving that message forward. I love it. That's awesome, Kareem. So let's actually switch gears a little bit. Now, we talked a little bit about team structure and where we think it should be. How do you complement the skill sets and talent across your team? How do you make sure that you're not hiring the same kind of folks throughout and you're bringing diverse perspectives? How do you work through that aspect in team structure?
Yeah, look, I had a very strong opinion before I joined Cascade about what product marketer skills should be and how they should be kind of working in the organization. I was very firm, very stubborn, I must say, and I was always focusing on hiring from the same kind of almost profile. And to be fair to myself, within like a year with Safety Culture, I decided to shift mm-hmm. and then start looking at different profiles. Mm-hmm. And the way I complement skills within the team, I hire from like three or four big areas of the business. Mm-hmm. The first one I try to get, and this is extremely important, is I try to get a strategy and management consultant. So 3-4 years in one of the big four, looked at several companies, looked at several strategies, extremely helpful for your business to start with this profile. The second one is ideally getting someone that was in front of the customers very often, because whether we accept it or not, a lot of product marketers, a lot of product managers do not know how to talk to customers. They fail at asking the right questions. They fail at actually reaching out to the customer in the right way, but also they fail at getting the right insights from the customer. So having an experience with customer, ideally from customer success, helps a lot to get this voice of customer and obsession around the customer. The third one I recommend is someone coming from a financial background or data analysis background to be able to connect always what you are doing every day to something that has a financial impact. So you get someone who understands budget, understands a lot of the financial concepts of a business, the P&L, and the business planning from a budgeting perspective. The fourth one is actually, and I said like maybe last one, is kind of this maybe profile in marketing. But I think profile in marketing can mean so much stuff. And I think the ideal one for product marketing is really someone who is very able to create narratives, but also very comfortable with the software kind of like world, if your company is a software, because you don't want to have fluffy marketing when you are positioning that doesn't actually include the product either. And I wouldn't actually recommend in any situation a move from product management to product marketing. I would recommend sometimes the opposite way, from product marketing to product management. But again, that is not firm for one main reason, is that it depends what you are doing in product management. If you are a small company, sometimes product marketing is absorbed in product management anyway. So it depends again on the stage.
That's awesome. So as you work through kind of building that talent, do you think values and beliefs are key for building like a high purpose product marketing team? And when I say high purpose, it's intentional. Like I before used to talk about high performance. And here where we're looking for is vision and purpose, because I think as product marketers, we have a role to play to shape where the company is going, where the market's going, where the industry is going. And that's why I call it the high purpose product marketing team. So what do you think about values and beliefs? Are they key, or is it one of those fluffy things that you have on the wall and nobody looks at it? What do you think?
Look, I think being the CEO of Cascade, now I completely agree with you on how important and how incredible the vision of a business is. I think when you look at several companies, whether it is the GAFA companies and the top 10 most innovative companies in the world, or even looking back at companies like Toyota or Heineken or IKEA, vision was the main reason why these companies became successful. And if I can ask the CEO to do something for any of the businesses they are working at, is to make sure that the product marketers understand the vision of the business. Because if they don't understand the vision of the business, they will not succeed and your business will not succeed. And they are kind of the messengers or the evangelists of your brand internally and externally. So they really need to understand the vision. The values are part of the vision anyway, and how you collaborate with other people. And because it's one of the most cross-functional teams, they need to breathe these values every day. So by having the product marketers understanding the vision and the values, they can actually help you succeed with your business and grow faster. Now, I think there is also another piece, which is the principles of what product marketers should have and should implement in their company. I have five to recommend for any product marketer or any product marketing team. I would say the first one as a principle is solving the real customer problem. So go and ask, why are you doing this? What is your problem today? Rather than actually, hey, what do you think of this feature? Try to understand the problem first and then build the feature with the product managers. The second one is think long term. Think long term is meaning that you understand the trends of the market, you understand the competition, but you understand also the long-term problem that the customer is trying to solve, and also your business that you are trying to achieve with. The third one is be hypothesis-driven. A lot of product marketers miss the point about hypothesis, and they come with opinions, and they go and actually ask 5-6 users in 5-6 interviews to confirm their opinion, and then they come with a suggestion. No, be hypothesis driven. Be able to accept when you are wrong, mm-hmm. and be able actually to analyze from different perspectives the same topic to come with a conclusion. I always give an example, which is like when you are reading newspapers, mm-hmm. when you are a product marketer, you need to read left, right, extreme left, extreme right, and center before you make your own decision. Don't read one side of the story. You cannot be doing that because you are the most objective person in the business. The fourth one is listen, influence, and drive. Mm-hmm. And it starts by listening, because if you're not actively listening, there's no way you can influence. Mm-hmm. If you don't influence, there's no way you can drive. And that's where a lot of product marketers are frustrated. They say, I'm not understood, I'm not listened to, I cannot feed into the roadmap. Mm-hmm. If all of these things are happening to you, it's definitely because you are the problem, not everyone else is the problem. And I think the last one is reflect, learn, and act. Mm-hmm. Always reflect on what did not work, mm-hmm. and what worked, instead of just saying what I just said before, kind of like complaining about not being involved. Because if you reflected on why my target audience didn't work, mm-hmm. why did no one agree with my sales deck? Mm-hmm. Why did no one use my personas? Mm-hmm. Why did no one use my recommendation product? Mm-hmm. If you are able to reflect and learn, mm-hmm. and then act, you will be the best product marketer ever.
I love it. And for me, within my team, something that I had put together was inspire, influence, and impact. And we tied it to inspire is all about trust and credibility. Influence is all about extreme ownership. And then the third one on impact was about results and relationships. And it became the central prism to say, am I doing the right thing? Am I making the right decisions? And just help you ground yourself and also make sure your team's grounded in the same way. So I love the five principles that you shared, and definitely worth highlighting it. So thank you so much, Kareem. I know we are kind of towards the wire, so this is probably going to be the last question, but I think it's a very important one, right? We all have our learnings and experiences when it comes to hiring and building a product marketing team. Could you share a story of how a team structure was done right? Or maybe an example of how a team structure went totally sideways and was totally the wrong way to do it. And you're like, if I had to do this again, I would do it a totally different way. Could you share that? And then we can wrap up the session from there.
Sure. I can start with the wrong one, which is, I think, features. Mm-hmm. If you have your teams split by features, you will fall into the same trap as what product managers fall into, mm-hmm. which is thinking feature without actually kind of looking at the big picture and the dependency and how a platform works together, rather than just this is what the feature looks like. The problem is, can cascade into all of the different areas of how you deal with that. You look at the feature from building perspective separately. You also look at the go-to-market separately, mm-hmm. and you also look at the adoption separately, which is a real problem, because even when you are looking at go-to-market, everything becomes super important. I need to launch this. I need to talk about this. But why? Mm-hmm. Why do you need this now? And how does that fit into the overall narrative of the business? Or why is this important for the customer? The feature clustering is very bad for the business, especially if you have, I don't know, like you have a team of 10 product marketers, mm-hmm. then you are looking at a feature. They are separated by so many means. Yeah. And I don't think they are looking at the overall business anytime from that perspective. So I would avoid feature splitting. Mm-hmm. If you have a lot of products, I totally understand that you need to look at a product and then you put a product manager and a product marketer on it. Mm-hmm. If the product is becoming extremely important, then this is where I would recommend to start dividing into inbound, outbound, and commercial and strategy. Mm-hmm. So the ideal situation for me always goes back to kind of the skills, but also the areas that you are looking to work on. And there is inbound activities that feeds into building the right product. There are outbound activities that feed into talking about your product in the best way. And then there is a commercial and strategy activity that is looking at beyond Horizon 1, almost Horizon 2, and mostly Horizon 3, which is around the pricing, the packaging, the business planning, and everything that is around the business model itself.
I love it.
Does that answer the question?
It does. So it kind of gives a flavor of both what could go wrong and what could go right. And I know we are at the last few seconds. So if you had an advice to give for new product marketers that are jumping in all feet, passionate, excited, let's say they have the three skills that you said about strategy, about data and analytics, and about storytelling, what advice would you give them? Or even a product marketing leader that is doing this the first time, where should they go? Anything that you would like to share in that last 1 minute?
Absolutely. I think, yeah, start with these three skills to make sure that you can talk to any audience. And I think if this is not working, there's one additional thing that you should be doing, which is empathy. Mm-hmm. By empathy, you can understand what is not working and what is working. And I think what we tend not to do is, I mean, what product marketers tend not to do is building on empathy. And I think what I'm saying here is that we are the masters of building personas, yeah, and target audience. Then let's bring this to our conversations. Mm-hmm. When we are talking to product managers, when we are talking to marketers, when we are talking to sales or the CEO or the customer, we should not use the same language. Yeah. We should be the polyglots of the company, being able to speak as many languages as we need to get the message right. And this message that you have in your mind should not be presented the same way to all these audiences. Just treat them like personas internally and externally, and talk to each about their problems and what isn't it for them, and not what you understood. A deck about research that you have done yourself and has maybe 70 pages, mm-hmm, is useless for all of them. Just pick the one or two slides or the two messages that each of them need to hear to get them to the promised land that you want to take them to. Don't show the efforts of what you have built. Show the results of what you have built instead.
Awesome. This is probably the best silver lining of the session today. And I'm with you, right? For us, just as we talk about being the voice of the customer, whether it's product, marketing, and sales, if we don't have that alignment, and if you're not all speaking the same language, or if we don't know how to speak their language, it doesn't matter. So this was a really beautiful session and a great way to talk about product marketing structure by function. And we got to learn a lot of good insights from Kareem, who's the CEO at Cascade, and he shared all the wisdoms that he has cultivated over the past 6 years in learning how to do product marketing right and how not to do product marketing. So this is our session to team or not to team. Thank you so much for joining us, and looking forward to the next episode with all of you together.